The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
It shouldn't be sort of something that's forced upon people. I've heard several comments on your radio this morning, and it's drifted from should we wear a poppy to the rights and wrongs of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
But that's because some people who do not wear a poppy and make a stand that they don't want to wear a poppy, it is because they feel that the recent wars have been wrong, and they feel that wearing the poppy is a symbol of celebrating the war.
The rights or wrongs of that, Jonathan, that is not the symbol of the poppy. That is their ignorance. If they would look at the history of the poppy, they would know why people wear poppies. It isn't because we invaded Iraq or we went into Afghanistan. The poppies have been about since 1921. And as a poppy seller myself, as an ex-earthman, I'll proudly wear my poppy all year as a mark of respect to the people that fought in the First World War in 1914 to 18 until the present day. That is the idea behind a poppy.
But does the money that is given to the Royal British Legion now, does that go to families and affected servicemen and women who have fought in more recent wars? The answer is yes.
No, not all, Jonathan.
No, not all. But a lot of it does.
Because if the government are sending out these young boys, 18, 19, 20, to fight in a war zone where their limbs are being blown apart, to put it bluntly, and then they're flown back to the UK to be rehabilitated, we have a duty of care, as it were, to look after these people once they come back.
But Fazilat, who I spoke to earlier, she said that the men and women who fought in, for example, the Iraq War should have refused to go. If they went and got involved in a war that was a war that we shouldn't have been involved with, as far as Fazilat is concerned, then they've only got themselves to blame, and that's why she doesn't want to wear a poppy.
Yeah, that's that lady's opinion. She obviously hasn't served in the forces. So you join the armed forces to fight wars, basically. That is your trade. So if you're sent out to a war zone and you refuse to go, you can't do it. It's like a policeman not going to a break-in because he don't feel it's right. It's their job. Whether the rights and wrongs of the old thing, Jonathan, is immaterial. There is people serving now that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan that do not agree with it, but they can't refuse to go. It is their job to go. It's the politicians that have got that on their conscience. It isn't up to the individual 18 or 19, 20-year-old son, brother, father, sister or whatever being sent out there to fight on the front line. But again, we've drifted away from the purpose of wearing poppies.
Getting beds, hearts and bucks talking.
The JVS Show.
Jonathan Vernon-Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.